88.3 Southern FM.
This is the Space Show. A space shuttle is a vehicle which is launched into space like a rocket and returns to Earth like an aeroplane. Five human-rated shuttles were built and orbited by the United States and one by the Soviet Union. Several smaller ones have been or are being built. The first shuttle to carry humans into orbit was Orbiting Vehicle 101, better known as Columbia. The flight was designated STS-1, where STS stood for Space Transportation System. When, on 2003, January 16, Columbia lifted off on mission STS-107, the seven astronauts aboard were doomed. A chunk of foam from the orange external fuel tank struck the leading edge of Columbia's left wing, shattering it. Unaware of the damage, the crew continued their two-week duration scientific mission, conducting 80 experiments. Now, this was Columbia's 28th mission. Aboard were Rick Husband, William McCool, Michael Anderson, Kalpana Chawla, David Brown, Laurel Clark, and Elan Ramon. And some Australian golden orb spiders. The spiders were supplied by Melbourne Zoo to the students of Glen Waverley Secondary College. Some of the students had gone to Florida to witness the launch. Well, Columbia orbited the Earth 255 times at an altitude of 255 kilometres. Because the orbit was inclined at 39 degrees, the orbital track ranged from latitude 39 degrees north down to latitude 39 degrees south. This meant that it passed over Melbourne, which is at latitude 38 degrees south. 20 years ago today, as STS-107 made its final orbit, it was seen by some lucky Melburnians. The next people to see Columbia would be Californians, then Texans, who spotted fiery fragments descending from the sky. One person in California was an Australian astronomer, Anthony Beasley, who was watching from the Owens Valley Radio Observatory. He saw pieces breaking off the shuttle long before the main disintegration happened over Texas. The leading edge of Columbia's wing was made of reinforced carbon-carbon panels. Although able to sustain high temperatures, carbon-carbon is not a good insulator, so the adjacent aluminum and metallic attachments were protected by internal insulation. The shuttle's external fuel tank was covered with 12.7mm thick cork and epoxy composition sprayed onto the aluminium tank structure. This was then covered by a 25 to 50mm spray-on foam insulation. It was quite common for parts of this foam to become detached and even hit the orbiter. On STS-107, they got unlucky. The falling foam shattered one of the wing panels in a place the crew could not see. During their re-entry, hot plasma entered the wing and eventually broke off the wing. The tragedy made news around the world. Here in Melbourne, for example, both The Age and The Herald Sun filled many, many pages with details. Well, this evening on The Space Show, we bring you some of the musical tributes to Columbia and its seven astronauts. And we're going to start with Ookla the Mock, which sets the scientific mission of STS-107 in a historical context stretching as far back as Christopher Columbus. This track is simply called STS-107.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, searching for India, which was in the other direction.
As he sailed the sea, knowing all along that he
was gonna make history. He didn't think the Earth was flat. He didn't care what anybody said, and that's pretty cool. They all thought he was crazy. He disagreed. Now we get his birthday off from school.
You'll never get to where you're going
if you don't try.
If you don't try.
If you don't try.
He had no way of knowing
if he'd stop to wonder why.
The hand is not sweet candy,
and there's teepees everywhere. Misguided friend,
you haven't started growing until you've reached the end.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you going, my friend? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you going? The falls into the sky's black sea. Now where else did you think I'd be? For those who tried to find me there, beyond that canopy of air.
Say to me, there's got to be more out there than your apple seeds.
Say you want to be a pioneer.
Come here, and I'll tell you, it's easy, it's the simplest thing. Just spend your whole life traveling toward the edge of what has been explored.
And everyone will tell you're crazy. Your friends will say you're out of your mind. But you've got to go, you just got to know. So you leave them all behind.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you going, my friend? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you going, my friend? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you going, my friend? Where are you? Where are you going, my badly misguided friend?
Beautiful Machine by Shehad. Now, this is a New Zealand song dedicated to, but not specifically about, STS-107.
Yeah. drifting out in space.
And we were listening there to Beautiful Machine by Shehard. And yes, the Columbia was a beautiful machine, the first space shuttle. And we're going to leave you now with just a few seconds of Columbia, The Last Flight by Cosmic DJ. This was written in 2003. This has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.